We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We're back at the ballpark. NovaCare broadcast booth. Phil's and Nationals tonight. And here's your lineup. Quinn playing center tonight. Noah Dubel. Hoskins batting second. Hernandez batting third. How about that? Moved them around tonight.
Who's batting third?
Cesar.
Wow.
First time he hasn't batted leadoff in
really
a long time. Hmm. He switched it around, man. He did. Ramos batting fourth.
Okay, didn't switch him.
Four hits yesterday. Dude can just straight up hit.
That's a big dude, too.
Think they try to bring him back next year?
I would.
Going to make some money. They got money to spend.
Yeah.
Alfaro's not ready to catch 120 games.
Nope. We need that bat. You need that bat.
And you know what? It's not like he's a pull hitter that's just hitting the ball. He hits the ball the other way.
Opposite field, yeah.
Man. Again, it did it yesterday again. Takes that high fastball. He knows where to go with it. Cabrera batting fifth. Santana batting sixth. Gabe has moved him back even further in the lineup. Franco at third, hitting seventh. Nick Williams back in the lineup. He'll bat eighth, batting ninth, and pitching Zach Eflin. So there you go. It's us, Steven Strasburg, tonight for the Nats again.
I like them at home.
I do, too.
They'll get two out of these three.
I hope so. They need it. All right, let's go back to the phones here. We have Dan in Northeast Philadelphia. As soon as I find my cursor right here, it disappeared. Dan in Northeast Philly. Hi, buddy. How are you?
Hey, guys. How are you?
My man.
What's up, Dan?
Listen, before I get to my point, can I address that caller about 15 minutes ago saying we're just going to chalk this season up for
a
second?
Sure.
Are you out of your mind? We've suffered our entire lives, and we finally have a taste of it. You just want to toss it aside like that's all you needed was just a quick little taste of it? I've never been hungry in my life. I want this feeling to last forever. I don't want to just chalk up a season. This team's ready to win now.
Now, I'm with you. I'm with you, Dan. This idea, yes, and we'll forever cherish the first one, but it doesn't mean we shouldn't desire more, right?
And by the way, Howie didn't prepare this team but to chalk it up.
Exactly.
He's trying to win another one.
Yes.
Now, John.
Yeah.
Let me address you for a second as far as you need to know today or right now. If Carson's ready to go, he owes it to the team and all that. Do you remember Carson's rookie year?
Sure.
He prepared that entire offseason to be a backup. Mm-hmm. And a week before the season, Howie trades Sam Bradford and threw Carson to the Wolves right away.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And he did fine. Now we're fast-forwarding 2 years later.
Yeah.
He knows the playbook in and out. He's been practicing with the ones as well as Foles. They know they can win with Carson. They know what Foles can do. So I don't think it's detrimental to the team to wait as long as possible to name a starter. They're not going to wait till the day of. There's no rush this week or right now.
No,
I think they're going to have to figure it out by the weekend.
No, I mean, Dan, you're right. They're going to have to figure it out by the weekend. I guess what I'm saying is that, first of all, you're not talking about a broken rib. You're talking about two torn knee ligaments less than nine months ago.
If he's clear, that means he's healthy and he's good to go.
Right.
So
it means the ligament's healthy, sure, but what I'm saying is if he's not cleared right now, then it just feels rushed. You know what I mean? Like it's been under 9 months where we are right now, and he's not cleared. So you're right. We will most likely know, or they will know if they already don't, when it happens. When he's cleared. And I don't know if that's happened yet. We'll see. Listen, Dan, we'll see. But I'm okay. What I'm saying is I'm okay if they take the conservative route, despite what Nick Foles has done this preseason, and just say...
Well, I thought you said they should.
What?
You said if he's cleared, I still would sit him out 2 weeks.
Yes. Yep, conservative route. Yeah, that's the conservative route. Yeah, I would sit him out at least the opening week, and then that
buys
you...
Well, you said you were okay. That's different than saying this is what... You want them to do.
I do want them to do that, yes.
Okay.
I want them to wait at least 1 week.
Shane, now you're down to 1 week.
Well, I'm saying at least, because it gives you the extra couple days.
Right.
Shane Smith says, based on fact, if Carson isn't ready, I play Sudfeld. Better, better and more consistent than Foles. Yes, it's preseason, but consistency is consistency. Foles so far has been consistently bad.
Yeah, I'm not going with Nate. No, I'm not doing that. I'm sticking with Nikki Six, if that's the guy, and we'll gotta hope that he's found his mojo by next Thursday night.
Joe in Levittown. Hi, Joe.
Hey, what's up? What do you think about this whole thing about it being so early in the recovery? And it's typically a full year, 12-month injury, and he's trying to come back in 8.5 months. I don't think there's a doctor on earth, let alone in Pennsylvania, that wants to clear him and put their name on that.
Okay, so what are they going to do, wait till a year?
No, but they're going to be conservative like they're saying. I don't think they're comfortable with Wentz saying he's okay. I don't think they're going to be comfortable with the picture being okay because it's so early in the process. How we have to find out how long it was that the earliest somebody ever came back. And then
I believe.
I remember he came back really fast, but I don't think it was 8 months. It could have been like 10, and that was still way ahead of schedule.
No, it was less.
A year and a half.
It was less than, I think it's even less than it is right now.
And AP plays a position.
It's different.
That's different than the quarterback.
Well, yeah, like AP. Don't get me wrong. I want him cleared.
Well, here's the thing. Here's the thing.
Why are they not clearing him? It's because they're afraid to.
Well, then why are they practicing him?
Because you know what? They have to do something. They're just gonna
no. They don't.
Continue. Well,
no, they don't.
No, they don't. He's fine. He said he's fine.
Listen to me. You just said they're being conservative. So my point is, we all understand these ligament tears are really non-contact injuries. So even if he's out there just doing 7-on-7, even if he's been cleared to go back to doing 11-on-11, the likelihood, if it's not healthy, of him re-tearing it is still probable through practice. He doesn't have to be hitting the knee for him to get injured again. He can do it rolling out.
Yeah, I agree. I just hope the guy's all right and he plays immediately.
We all do.
I just think it's odd that they're afraid to clear him. If he's out there running around and everybody wants him cleared, everybody's like, why isn't he cleared? I think it's because they're afraid to clear him.
Maybe.
Well,
I just think for an injury that everybody pretty much realizes is not a contact injury, that he's still out there running around on a shaky knee, a knee that isn't healthy, a knee that's injured. So even if he's going through drills, when that intensity of those drills pick up, he's susceptible to tearing the ligament again if it's not healthy.
Can we hear Peter King from earlier today? And this is kind of what – obviously, the conversation is going to be there because Doug has to answer questions every time he speaks, and he had a good back and forth yesterday with the media. But Peter King on the Dan Patrick Show today spoke about his expectation for Carson Wentz in starting week one.
I find it very, very hard to believe that he'll play the first week or two. I think it's more realistic to think about him against Indianapolis in week three at home. It's almost a friendly. You know, you're not really playing a tough defense and probably not going to face a tremendous amount of pressure. In my opinion, just a guess, that would be what I would aim for if I were thinking the Eagles.
Now, he says several things in there that I just find ridiculous.
All right.
Let's start with the friendly nonsense. Is this the NFL or not?
Yeah, it's not a friendly. They could lose that game.
So, no, forget about losing. No, he said that as if Indianapolis doesn't have the ability to hit Carson Wentz, as if they don't have a defense.
Or they could blitz.
Right? Is that not what I would do?
You could get pressure despite
would I not bring
four.
Extra guys?
Right.
So, Peter King, that is a ridiculous reason, and I hope the Eagles aren't thinking that way. I hope actual football people aren't thinking that way. Let's bring him back against Indy. Against a coach who knows him very well, who also knows our offense in its entirety. So let's bring him back against someone who knows the team in and out. Because we don't believe Indy has a good defense. Come on, Peter, you're smarter than that. You're better than that. Carson Wentz steps on that field, I don't care who the other team is. What do you think? The guys that are rushing the quarterback aren't going to rush the quarterback that day?
Well, no. Frank Reich probably will have them not try to hurt Carson.
It's not about hurting Carson. It's about affecting the quarterback. So if you got him out there, I'm going to send extra guys. I'm going to make Carson get rid of the ball before he wants to. I'm going to do a lot of things.
Right.
And hits on him. So, again, that doesn't make sense to me. It's not about picking out a good opponent to bring him back against. At least for me it wouldn't be. I hope the coaches aren't thinking that way. You put him out there when he's healthy and ready to go, regardless of who the opponent is.
888-729-94.
This is college football. You're not playing Albany State. Come on, man. It's the NFL.
Coastal Carolina's not.
Yeah, it's not. You can't pick and choose like you can't. Yeah, if it's the NFL, it's the NFL, man. He is susceptible to being injured if that's what you're worried about because of the opponent, regardless of who it is they're playing against. It doesn't matter.
No, I guess it doesn't. Coming up, so we'll continue with your phone calls. We have the sound of the day coming up on the other side. Our sounds of the day.
I hope the front office and the coaching staff not thinking like that. We thought that Peter King may have been dropped a little nugget by somebody, and that's why he's kind of going with this. Boy, I hope that's not the reason they gave him.
I don't think they gave him a reason.
Well, okay.
But it's
I feel better if he came up with that on his own.
It sounds like I've heard him talk on a couple national shows a few times now, and it just seems like that. Not that they told him he's not playing, but it seems like that his narrative is being based on maybe some information. Just, you know what Peter King is.
Sure.
Peter talks to everybody or whatever.
That's what some of my narratives are based on at times.
Yeah. Yeah, you don't come out and say, well, this person told me that.
Yeah.
You just look smart when it ends up happening.
Yeah.
Which is never going to happen with me. 888-729-9494. I just get tattoos on my back. I forgot to tell Gabe that next year if they win the World Series, I'll get Gabe's face.
Yeah, you got
to
get a Gabe. Forget O'Double. You need a Gabe tattoo.
That'd be great.
You need one without the uniform on, too.
You gotta
wife something to look at, man.
No, I don't. I do not.
You need him in those cheetah bikini underwear, man.
No, I don't.
Leopard underwear he had on.
No, I don't. No, I'd like to see it on Howard's back. Since he's so obsessed with all that kind of stuff with Gabe. Hey, coming up at 4:30, we'll play we'll play Gabe. Because he literally... He's got to manage a baseball team tonight, so he came right up at 2 o'clock.
Chiseled.
He's awesome.
He's chiseled, man.
Yeah?
Yeah.
He's probably in better shape than any player he's got on this team.
Oh, yeah, easily.
Yeah. T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.